This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. MP for the city pleased that his constituency is now included in Cricket World Cup plans. MP for St. James North warns employers it is illegal to fire sports personnel on national duty. The opposition leader calls on government to review its plans to build 13 community stadiums. The Barbados Youth Advance Corps reports major success in its academic and training programs. And the White House announces a $300 million military aid for Ukraine. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Member of Parliament for the City of Bridgetown, Corey Lane, says he's pleased that his constituents are now set to benefit from the T20 Cricket World Cup. Over the weekend at a BLP branch meeting, Mr. Lane said he was disappointed that his constituency had not been included in plans for the World Cup. However, speaking on VOB's Mason and Guest program, Mr. Lane announced that the organizers have since reached out and meetings will be held to discuss the plans.
I'm also happy to report that since those comments have been made, the organizers have reached out to me, and they were saying to me, man, I could have reached out to them before I made a statement, but what, you know, they're probably busy doing a lot of work. They probably missed the calls and the messages sent, but the fact of the matter is I can report to Barbados and to the City of Bridgetown that we've set up some meetings to ensure that the things will work out a lot smoother, and I'm a happy camper today. I don't want to make it seem that we have to go and we have to keep noise for certain things, but I believe that there's a process to doing things. So at the end of the day, I had to make a statement. I represent my people, is what I was elected to do, and I want to salute Mr. Noah Lynch and all the organizers who we've spoken to since, and we put some plans in place to have the issue rectified.
Member of Parliament for the City of Bridgetown, Corey Lane. Meantime, also speaking on the program, former Minister of Sports, Stephen Lashley, stressed that the MP for the city and constituents should not have been excluded from the plans.
Certainly, this was a kind of oversight on the part of the planners. And I think generally in Barbados, more respect need to be given to the Member of Parliament for the areas. I think the hosting of the Cricket World Cup is an excellent opportunity to develop the areas within the precincts of Kensington Oval. We did do some of that development in 2010. And to include the Member of Parliament in the planning and execution of this world event. I'm happy that Correa said that to some extent has been salvaged, but we don't have too much time now between now and the hosting of the World Cup. There shouldn't be an occasion where anything particularly significant events are happening in a particular constituency, and the person who is the person representing that constituency in Parliament is not involved.
As former Minister of Sports Stephen Lashley, a viral video of a bloodied student being assisted by his schoolmates in St. Philip is engaging the attention of the police. Police say they received a report of a fight involving school children around 2:04 yesterday, which resulted in a 16-year-old student being struck in the head. The video showed school children assisting the injured student, who appeared to have collapsed after sustaining the head injury. He was treated at the Six Roads Polyclinic before being transported to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. Member of Parliament for St. James North, Edmund Hinkson, is sending a warning to employers that firing sports officials and athletes who are active on national duty or who are on active national duty is illegal. Mr. Hinkson, an attorney at law, was responding to a proposal raised by Sports Minister Charles Griffith to introduce a policy to protect athletes and officials after he revealed that a high-ranking official of a national federation was fired when she returned to Barbados after managing a team overseas. In his contribution during the estimates in Parliament, Mr. Hinkson remained puzzled as to why some employers are still having issues with employees taking leave for national duty.
I'm taking it on myself, sir, as a member of this honourable chamber, to speak on what is the law and to warn employers who dismiss employees who are selected and who go and represent Barbados in sports that they are in breach of the law. Section 31C, Roman numeral 8, is very clear on this, sir. And I really don't understand why this should still be an issue in this Barbados, such that it was raised at a branch meeting of the Barbados Labour Party 2 days ago.
He went on to explain what the law says.
That section, sir, says the dismissal of an employee contravenes the right conferred on him not to be unfairly dismissed by his employer if the reason for the dismissal is that the employee was absent from work as a result of the performance of a national duty. National duty is defined in subsection 2B of that section 30 to include selection or endorsement of the employee by a relevant locally recognized organization to participate in a number of activities, including a sporting event at the regional or international level, provided the employee so participated.
Member of Parliament for St. James North, Edmund Hinkson. Opposition leader Ralph Thorne wants government to review its plans to build 13 mini-stadia across the country. Mr. Thorne believes that the idea may not have been well thought out and stressed it may be practical to build 3 multipurpose facilities in the north, south, and east of the island. He urged government to be clear on the type of facility it wants to provide for communities.
The government needs to determine where is its focus. Is it cricket? And as I said, nobody can teach a Bajan how to play cricket or where to play cricket now. You don't need cricket stadia in Barbados now. If the effort is to produce more Obadellis and Shadow Williamses and so on, please consider 3 facilities with at least a 200 meters track. If you're more ambitious, if you have the money, if the Ministry of Finance is willing to spend some of the money it spends on travel and spend it for young people in Barbados, do 4 four-lane tracks at these 3 locations and encourage track and field in Barbados.
Opposition leader Ralph Thorne. The Barbados Youth Advanced Corps is reporting significant success from young people who participated in their programs in the last financial year. Director Hallie Haynes explained to members of parliament during the estimates that the last cohort had done extremely well and they registered 60 to 100% pass rates in academic and technical subjects.
For example, in our City and Guilds program, we've been able to secure 87% pass rate. These are young people who have never hitherto had the opportunity to sit and enter examination at their secondary school. And that was phenomenal. In relation to our CXC program, we've had significant results for the CXC program. And that has to do with the type of commitment for the staff and the academic program. So we had some 69% pass rate in the 2023 June CXC exams. In the June 2023, we had a 100% pass rate in the City and Guilds examination. I mean, phenomenal results, but giving young people that opportunity.
He also reported great success in securing jobs for a significant number of their graduates in the public and private sectors.
We continue to work with our young people as it relates to job experience. And I'm pleased to report that during the last financial year, we had some 124 trainees spanning cohorts 3 to 5, comprising of 88 males and 46 females who were employed in various employment exercises, both in the public and private sector, spanning construction, hospitality, security, administration, and retail. And we still have relationships with the Sanders Barbados in relation to hospitality training. So a lot has happened, Minister, during the period since we established the program.
That's Director of the Barbados Advanced Youth Corps, Hallie Haynes. And finally, the Biden administration announced a new $300 million military assistance package for the Ukraine. The latest tranche of aid comes as Congress continues to drag its feet on passing a new foreign aid package that would include fresh assistance for the besieged territory. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said at a press briefing yesterday, the package includes weapons and equipment that will address some of Ukraine's pressing needs. The new package was made possible by cost saving from the Defense Department contracts to reduce or replace equipment sent to Ukraine in the previous drawdowns that came in under budget. Recapping the headlines. MP for the city pleased that his constituency is now included in Cricket World Cup plans. MP for St. James North warns employers it's illegal to fire sports personnel on national duty. Opposition leader calls on government to review its plans to build 13 community stadiums. The Barbados Youth Advanced Corps reports major successes in its academic and training programs, and the White House announces a $300 million military aid package for Ukraine. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.